You only met this woman an hour ago, but that's enough for you to tell that she's awesome. She's super nice and funny and really smart, and you have a sneaking suspicion that if you all kept talking, you could actually be good friends. But how do you take her from random acquaintance that you're talking to a potential meaningful connection? How do you tell her at the end of a first conversation that you're interested without looking desperate or pushy or essentially like an overeager golden retriever? Today, I'm going to walk you through a method that I created to help you tangibly keep momentum in an initial conversation and position yourself intentionally to possibly be friends with somebody who you just met and kind of hit it off with. I know that you've been in that situation before. I know I have, where you've got that lingering pause a little after that first interaction and you don't really know how to close aside from saying something like, okay, well, have a good one. Or good talking to you. Okay, bye, right? And then as you walk away, you're thinking, oh my gosh, she's going to be the one that got away. I should have said something. If you have fallen into that trap, today I'm going to help you out of it. Now, if you are a member of my group coaching program, it's called the Friendship Elevated Group Coaching Program. This is going to sound a little familiar to you because it's an excerpt from Module 2, where we're talking about the Flow to Friendship framework. That's going to sound familiar. And I'm walking you through how to take the scraps of a beginning conversation and turn it into meaningful friendship. If you are not a member of that group coaching program, I do encourage you to just look into it to see if it's a good fit for you. If you're like, I am ready to be intentional, you'll find more information at betterfemalefriendships.com/membership. It includes 5 video modules walking you through the 5 stages of adult friendship, teaching you how to master it. And it also includes my favorite part, 4 personal coaching sessions with me. And I'd love to see you over there. So for now, if you're ready to avoid that awkward lingering after a conversation with a new potential friendship crush, let's do it. This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, I got you. I'm your host, Danielle Byer-Jackson, a friendship coach, speaker, and author. And when it comes to the joys, complexities, and misconceptions surrounding female friendship, I am here to help you through it. So we've all been in this conversation. You are talking with somebody, you're hitting it off. She seems really cool. You know halfway through that you like her, or you're at least curious about her and would like to turn it into more by keeping some momentum. I am going to share a strategy with you that will kind of change the game, right? And you can use it today. Now, some caveats, okay? First, you would have to practice it like you would anything else to decrease the chances of it being awkward. I don't want you to be discouraged if you try this the first time and it doesn't quote unquote work, right? It just takes practice. The second little caveat here is that confidence really is key. We hear that all the time, right? But confidence is not only attractive, it is contagious. People gravitate toward that. And you're going to have to deliver the strategy I'm about to give you with confidence. Yes, there's a chance that this person can reject you. That's just the risk that we take on our ongoing journey toward better female friendships, right? And the third thing I want you to keep in mind is that the outcome will vary. Whenever you have a situation that involves people as a variable, it's always going to be unpredictable because we can't control people. So we have no idea what they're going through, what they're open to receiving. We don't know. All we can do is worry about what we can control, right? And so if this doesn't work for you, one, it's possible you delivered it too aggressively or too passively. Sometimes I wish I could be a fly on the wall, right? And watch you as you do it and say like, no, tone it down too much, you know, and kind of coach you through it in real time. So the delivery really matters, okay? It's also possible that it doesn't quote unquote work because the person on the other end simply isn't interested, and that is fine. We have to find a way to not internalize a person not receiving our quote unquote friendship advances. Okay. And then finally, it depends on how you measure success. If you're measuring success of these different strategies that you receive as somebody saying yes, and then signing on to hang out with you 3 times a week, and then you all turning into best friends. If that is your measure of success, then you're definitely going to be disappointed, right? Because what we said before about people being unpredictable variables, but also because when it comes to coaching, it's all about your personal development and sharpening the tools that you can control. And so this is more about you being equipped to intentionally shift a conversation into something more, should you choose to, and should the other person receive it. This will eliminate you not knowing what to do. Everything else is up to chance. Here's how it works. The goal of any conversation should be to explore. The goal is to explore. I'm just exploring this connection. I'm just enjoying, you know, this moment with another person. I'm learning about them. That's the goal of the conversation. A lot of us drop the ball from the very beginning because we're so hyper-focused on our performance that we're not focused on being curious. You have to find a way to remain curious. Danielle, what does that look like? It looks like, for the most part, you saying the things that you already think. If you see a tattoo on them and you're curious about it, or if they have a distinct accent and you're curious about it, your brain thinks it, but sometimes we overlook those moments. Just be curious about who this person is, what they're about. Just be curious about this moment and enjoying them in the present. But you can avoid some of your social anxiety by stop focusing on how you're doing, how you're performing. Did that come out okay? Do I look awkward as I stand here? Did that sound stupid? Stop having the focus be so much on you and be on them. Here's why that matters to the strategy we're talking about today, because you cannot do this strategy effectively without listening to what the person says to you in the first conversation. Let's say I'm talking to this woman. Her name is Tasha, right? I'm talking to Tasha. She seems really cool. It's been about like 20 minutes or so, and she's told me enough about herself that I've gathered sufficient intel that I can leverage later. When you get to that inevitable closing and you have a moment where you are able to say, okay, well, good talking to you, and wave goodbye, and then, you know, kick yourself as you walk away. When you're kind of in that space, that transitional space that presents a really good opportunity, this is where you want to leave the conversation open. So a lot of us make the mistake of putting a cap on the close of a conversation instead of a funnel that keeps it going. So I call these conversation funnels. If you're in marketing, this is not to be confused with a conversion funnel. It's a conversation funnel because I want it to keep going. You're going to take some of the intel that you use. So let's say during the conversation, she mentioned something about hiking and that she's going hiking this weekend with her boyfriend. Then when the conversation's coming to a close, I'll say something like, you're going to say, it was so good talking to you, Tasha. And you know what? You guys have so much fun on that hiking trip this weekend. As a matter of fact, if you're comfortable, I can send you a link to a few other hiking spots that I know you'll love. Are you comfortable switching like phone numbers or like Instagram handles? That's it. So I'm going to position myself to be a resource for her. The mistake that I see a lot of times is we're trying to go from hangout to hangout to hangout, spending time together in person to the next time we can spend time together in person. And again, that is super important. As a matter of fact, there's research that reveals that the more that you can be face to face, the more satisfaction that you might have in a relationship. The study looked into people who start their initial acquaintance online and those who start their initial acquaintance in person. And they found, unsurprisingly, that if you're taking your interaction from a digital sphere to in person, you're going to see an increase in satisfaction and enjoyment. But if you met a person face to face and then you guys go to online only, you're going to see a decrease in that satisfaction. So you might still remain close, but in terms of overall satisfaction, you're going to see a decrease. So it's important for us to stay in person as much as possible, which I'm digressing again, also kind of has implications for long distance friendships, right? When you're really close to somebody you see all the time and now you guys are long distance and it doesn't feel the same, but maybe we can have an upcoming episode on how to stay close when you're long distance. Maybe, right? Episode idea? Okay. Create a reason why we have to stay in touch. I'm not jumping straight to, oh, we should hang out again. I just want to get some contact information and then I'm going to kind of, you know, massage or nurture that potential new blossoming relationship so that the next time I suggest hanging out, it seems like the next natural progression to our friendship journey. Find a way that you can be a resource. I want to send you a link about that, or, oh my gosh, I'm going to send you this article I know you'll love, or, oh, you know, oh, let me, you know, get your information because I can send you a picture that I just took of the kids, right? Let's say that we're two moms and we are on the bench as our kids play in the park, you know, and I snapped a good picture and her kids in it. What's your information? I can send it to you. So I need to create a reason that I have to talk to this woman again. You can also set her up as a resource and you can say, oh, well, I know you mentioned, you know, that recipe that you made last week. Are you comfortable with, you know, giving me your number, or I can give you my number and you can send me the recipe? Do you mind? Okay. What is a reason I can create that we have to exchange information and she has to include me moving forward in order to keep momentum in this conversation that we're having? That's it. Conversation funnels. That way you're avoiding that whole regretful scene of walking away and kicking yourself because she becomes yet another friend that got away. As your new official friendship coach, here's your homework. Listen closely. I want you to think about the last interaction that kind of slipped through your fingers. You would have liked to kept momentum, but for whatever reason, it just didn't work out. Now you have this technique and you know how to tangibly execute that and make it happen. But I want to use this homework assignment this week to explore mindsets around any other things that were kind of standing in the way and other mental or emotional barriers to you taking that conversation to the next level. So yeah, you're equipped with the technique, but I want to explore the more personal aspect. Is there any part of you that thought, well, she probably doesn't feel the same way? Or I don't want to keep this going and let her down when she realizes that, yeah, I'm cool in this first interaction, but I might not be able to sustain that with her moving forward. Or what are other personal reasons or things that you believe about yourself, about friendship itself, that kind of keep you from moving things forward with a new person? And as you reflect, if you want to share those thoughts with me, you can follow us on Instagram at FriendForward. My favorite thing in the world is getting your direct messages and leaving voice notes with you in the DMs. Until then, you know that I'll be right here rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.